Recently, I met up with friends who'd just returned from travelling in Mexico. They'd been intrigued by the country, and one of the highlights had been a visit to the International Museum of the Baroque in Puebla. This extraordinary museum, built in 2016, is a celebration of Baroque across the world. The exhibitions include art, architecture, theatre, music, literature, and the influences of Baroque on everyday life. There are paintings, sculptures, and digital displays looking at Baroque style internationally, as far afield as parts of Asia and Benguela and Luanda in Angola. Above all, the museum is a striking piece of architecture. The design is by an award-winning Japanese architect, Toyo Ito. He takes as his inspiration the theme of moving water, and the museum is built around a large fountain that is designed like a whirlpool. The soaring white swirling walls of the museum also echo this theme. Interestingly, this building is designed to be earthquake resistant, and 1 year after being built, it passed the test when a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck less than 100 miles away, an earthquake which was to damage many of Puebla's Baroque churches. This museum is designed to be a place where people can come from around the world to discuss and to research. There is a floor with an international Baroque salon where experts can gather for symposiums, and there's an extensive library. Even the restaurant explores Baroque flavours, including the local speciality, mole poblano, a chili and chocolate sauce served on meat. It's said to have been invented at a local convent when a bishop came unexpectedly to dinner and the nuns had to improvise with what they had available in their pantry. To end, here is a work by Juan Gutierrez de Padilla, who worked at Puebla Cathedral in 1622, when the cathedral itself was one of the finest musical establishments in all of colonial Spanish America. Here is a Christmas villancico, A Ciolo Flasquillo, by Padilla, and is performed by Ars Longa de la Habana and Teresa Paz.
Oh,
That was a villancico by Padilla called Asiolo Flasquillo, and it was performed by Ars Longa de la Habana with Teresa Paz. FMR.